Every Second Tuesday by Morn the Wicked, read by X-Man Hater. Summary. A trained monkey could do Jensen's job. Seriously, it's that easy. He gets through the day by trolling the web, napping, and coming up with creative ways to sneak out early. When the company decides to hire a masseuse to come into the office, Jensen figures it'll just be another perk of the job. Turns out he was right. Jensen sort of hates his job and loves it at the same time. He hates it because he's 23, fresh out of college with a degree that apparently isn't worth the paper it's printed on, let alone the 4 years of tuition he paid for it. So for now, until he finds a job that he actually wants to do, he's stuck with a job he could actually get. Fucking economy. If someone asked Jensen what he did for a living, he wouldn't even really be able to tell them. His job is sort of like Chandler's from Friends. There's a lot of big words and it sounds ridiculously complicated, but it's not. Not really. It's monotonous and boring, and Jensen falls asleep with his cheek smashed into the desk more often than he would care to admit. So yeah, he hates it. But he also loves it. It's a tiny company, less than 20 people, and the most lax management team he's ever encountered. They have the same attitude as some of Jensen's favorite college professors. They don't give a shit what you do as long as you get all your stuff done on time. And it's not exactly like this job is rocket science. It's all spreadsheets and reports and highlighting things and making graphs. A toddler could do this shit and still have time to take a nap and crap his diaper. So no, Jensen spends most of his day fucking around on the internet. He's actually pretty sure he's almost discovered every safe-for-work site on the web. His homepage is Twitter. Jensen doesn't give a fuck about his job. That is, until one glorious Thursday when Jensen gets the email that will change his life forever. Or something. From Management. To All Employees. Subject: Bi-Monthly Massages. To all employees, we have decided to hire a masseuse to come into the office every other Tuesday, e.g., the Tuesday after each payday, to give chair massages to anyone that wants one. They will take place in the small conference room and will take the place of your afternoon break. If you are interested in this service, please reply to this email ASAP so we can get a headcount. Thanks, Management. Whenever an email comes from Management, it just means it came from Mike, who is a manager that thinks he's a lot more special than he actually is. Mike is sort of a tool. Jensen sends back a reply, an abrupt, "Sign me up," with a little shrug. Massages might be awesome. It's not like this job is super stressful, but hey, he's not going to look a gift masseuse in the mouth. "Dude," Misha says as he pops over their joint cubicle wall. Jensen jumps and almost knocks over his world's best employee coffee mug. It was given to him at the office's Christmas luncheon by one of the managers. He might even be proud of it if he hadn't won it in a raffle of bullshit prizes he's pretty sure all came from the dollar store. "Was there more to that statement?" Jensen asks as he leans back in his ergonomic desk chair and looks up at his coworker. "Or are you just having another random outburst?" "Did you see the thing? That email about the massage person?" Jensen blinks. Misha smokes pot in his car on his lunch break, so he's sort of used to all his nonsensical mid-afternoon rambles. "I hope it's a hot chick. Oh man, can you imagine? That'd be awesome, right?" "Awesome, as defined in my personal dictionary, doesn't often include hot chicks," Jensen replies. He refreshes Twitter again and glances at it out of the corner of his eye. The new way they're doing retweets is really pissing him off. "Gorgeous guys, on the other hand, are definitely awesome." "Right, yeah," Misha replies. "You like dick. That's cool, man. I can go either way myself. But I can't deny the pure beauty of a nice set of tits, you know?" "I know," Jensen confirms with an amused smirk. He likes Misha, pothead attention span aside. "We've had this conversation."
"Yeah?"
"About 4 times now," Jensen tells him. Misha grins at him. "Ha ha, awesome," he says. Then he turns around and faces the direction of the managerial area, one hand cupped around his mouth. "Hey, Mike, do these massages come with happy endings or what?" Jensen slumps down in his chair and refreshes Twitter again. If Misha still has a job, he's definitely safe. Jensen pretty much forgets about the whole massage thing. He comes into work late the following Tuesday and goes to the break room to get a cup of coffee. That's his trick. Take the back hallway to the break room and come out of the side door holding a cup of coffee, and no one will know that he wasn't at his cubicle the whole time. Jensen is a genius. Well, okay, maybe not a genius. He forgot to do his laundry and none of his tees were clean, and he definitely wasn't going to wear a dress shirt to work, so he just threw on a wife beater and a pair of jeans and zipped a hoodie up over it. No one will know he's not wearing a real shirt. Sometimes Jensen wonders how hard he has to not try before it turns into trying too hard to not try. Whatever, fuck this job. He logs into his computer and checks Twitter and then Google News, entertainment only, and then his personal email before actually bringing up his work email. He rolls his eyes when he sees that he's actually been given a project and then puts his headphones on before getting to work. Some indeterminable amount of time later, Jensen gets hit in the face with a paperclip. It narrowly misses his eye and he flails, almost knocking over his cheap-ass fake pride mug again. He takes a deep breath and looks up at Misha. "Dude," Misha says, and Jensen presses pause on his iPod. He looks up at him expectantly and then flicks the paperclip back at him. "Did you watch American Idol last night?"
"I'm not that gay," Jensen replies with a quirked brow.
"Why do you ask?"
"I don't know, man," Misha responds.
He leans heavily against the thin wall separating their cubicles, and Jensen is just waiting for that inevitable day when it fucking breaks and he gets a lapful of stoned coworker.
"I'm fucking bored, trying to start water cooler talk or whatever."
"We don't have a water cooler," Jensen reminds him. "We have a sink with a Brita filter."
"Whatever, dude," Misha says.
"It's an expression. Oh, that masseuse is coming in today. That'll be awesome."
"Oh shit, that's right," Jensen replies excitedly.
He sort of fell asleep in his gamer chair while playing Fallout 3, and now he has a giant crick in his neck. He'll even let some pretty little girl touch him as long as she can work it out.
"That's after lunch, right?"
"Yeah," Misha tells him. "I'm going before you, though. I'm going to tell her that I hold all my attention to my penis."
"Good luck with that."
Jensen comes back from lunch feeling pretty good about life. He'd gone to his friend Chris's bar because he's broke and mooched a free burger and a beer. Katie and Sophia walk by the door to the conference room and giggle into their hands. Jensen raises a brow and saunters back over to his cubicle. He logs into his computer and checks Twitter, Google News, and then his personal email. He has a fucking process, okay? The project that was given to him that morning was done by 11, but he doesn't want to look too efficient, so he hasn't sent it back yet. He'll give it another hour or so. He spins around in his chair once and then pops up to look over the cubicle wall. Misha isn't there, so Jensen assumes he's in with the masseuse. He rolls his neck a little, eager for his turn. The next thing Jensen is aware of is getting hit in the back of the head by a stress ball that has a monocle and a handlebar mustache drawn on it. He sits up and wipes the drool from his chin. Misha reaches over and plucks the piece of scratch paper from his cheek.
"Sleep well, princess?" Misha asks, and Jensen blinks owlishly at him.
"Shit," he replies groggily.
"Anyone see?"
"You know we're on our own back here in Slacker Corner," Misha reminds him. He's smirking mischievously, and it's sort of freaking Jensen out.
"It's your turn for the masseuse. You're gonna fucking crap yourself."
Okay, Jensen replies. Misha grins at him and then reaches down to pick up his stress ball. He sends the finished project off to his supervisor and then gets up, stretching a little. He peeks over the cubicle wall again.
"Do I have lines on my face?"
"Nope," Misha tells him. He looks super happy and relaxed. It could be the massage, or it could be the bowl he smoked during lunch. There's no real way for Jensen to tell.
"Go on."
Jensen nods and yawns again as he heads for the small conference room. He passes Katie's desk and she winks at him. Jensen just blinks and shoves his hands into his pockets as he steps into the room.
"Ready for your next victim?" Jensen asks.
But then he looks up, and all further quips or witty remarks are stricken from his brain. Sweet fucking Christ.
"Hey!"
Jensen blinks a few times. See, he had this picture in his head. He isn't sure where it came from, but his imagination had supplied him with an image of the type of masseuse that goes from office to office to give stressed-out cubicle drones a few quick minutes of relaxation. He was picturing a woman, not yet old, but not really young either, with a gentle disposition and small hands. He definitely was not picturing the person standing in front of him. "I'm Jared," he says excitedly, and Jensen gets distracted by the twin spots of color high on Jared's cheeks. More like he gets distracted by everything, really. Just, that's way more gorgeous than Jensen can take in all at once. Tall, tan, shaggy-haired, and beautiful. Dimples and tilted eyes and candy-pink lips. Muscles and, oh god, giant hands. It's like someone plucked the image of the perfect guy right out of Jensen's head and sculpted this beautiful creature just for him. Jensen splutters. Jared's smile twitches for a moment and he furrows his brow. There are ocean sounds coming from somewhere and Jensen blinks.
"Oh, sorry," Jensen finally manages. He scratches the back of his head and smiles sheepishly. "I'm not really running on all cylinders today. I'm Jensen."
"Hi, Jensen," Jared says happily. He seems to stare for a moment and then clears his throat. "Why don't you just, take off your jacket and have a seat?
Jensen looks at the complicated little massage chair that Jared has set up and remembers halfway through pulling his zipper down that he's not wearing a real shirt. His cheeks are aflame as he pulls off his hoodie. The wife beater is tight and threadbare, and Jared lets out some sort of squeak when he turns around. Jensen raises an eyebrow and squats down onto the chair. Jared makes a few adjustments, and every single time he brushes against Jensen, it's hot like a brand against his skin. "Okay, Jensen," he finally says. He puts his hand on the back of Jensen's neck and slowly slides it down the center of his back. He's sure it's the same first touch he does with every client, just a small touch to get them acclimated, but it still makes Jensen shiver a little. "Are there any specific areas you would like me to focus on?" Jensen thinks of Misha and his line about holding all of his tension in his penis, and he lets out a nervous snort of laughter. He's definitely feeling some tension in his dick about now. "Everything okay?" Jared asks. He's pitched his voice low and soothing, like every other masseuse Jensen has ever encountered, and it does nothing to help Jensen's impending boner problem. He clears his throat, shakes his head a little, and then hisses slightly. "Actually, I have a pain in the right side of my neck," Jensen tells him. "I might have slept on it funny." "Ah, can you show me where?" Jensen lifts his hand and touches two fingers to the tendon at the back of his neck. Jared presses his fingers to the spot and applies a little bit of pressure. "Does that hurt?" "A little," Jensen replies softly. "But it's mainly when I try to turn my head." "Gotcha," Jared tells him. He comes to stand behind Jensen, who is basically in a kneeling position, and he puts his giant hands on Jensen's shoulders. He can feel the heat from Jared's body against his back, and he swallows hard. "Just relax, I'll take care of you." Jensen does his best not to whimper. 5 minutes in, Jensen is entirely sure that Jared's hands are gifts from God himself. He's melted like butter against the chair, completely relaxed, except for his dick. That's pressing painfully against his zipper. He's full on leaking by now, and he's vaguely aware that he might cream his jeans like a teenager if this gets any better. Jared smells amazing, and his hands are gigantic, and the pressure is just right, and his hair brushes Jensen's cheek every so often, and just, yeah, he's in heaven. "Does that feel good?" Jared asks, and wow, his lips are really close to Jensen's ear. "Or do you want it harder?" Jensen's dick twitches. "Harder," Jensen grits out, and Jared obliges. He can't fight the moan that slips from his lips, but he bites down on the bottom one to keep from letting out another. "God, you're good at this." "Thanks," Jared chuckles. He presses his hands to the small of Jensen's back, where his shirt has ridden up, so he's touching bare skin. He works the base of Jensen's spine with his thumbs, brushing the waistband of Jensen's underwear a few times. Jensen sort of wants to weep over how good it feels. Jared moves on to his arms next, capable hands massaging all the way down to each individual finger. Once both arms are done, he sweeps his broad hands down Jensen's back a few times, shakes him a little, and steps back. "Okay," Jared says. His voice is still quiet and soothing, but it's a little rougher than before. "You're all set. How do you feel?" Jensen manages. His face is still pressed into the cushioned opening of the massage chair. He doesn't seem to have drooled, but the inside of his boxers are wet. His dick is diamond hard, and he clears his throat awkwardly. He sits up, glancing surreptitiously at his crotch before looking up at Jared. You're really good at your job. I try, Jared says. His cheeks are flushed and his eyes are dark. He shifts his hips a little, and Jensen raises an eyebrow. Jared hands him his sweatshirt, and Jensen lets out a relieved breath. It's too big for him, and it'll do nicely for coverage. Jensen digs around in his pockets until he comes up with a 10 and hands it to Jared. Oh, thanks. So I'll see you in 2 weeks? Definitely, Jensen says, and even manages a charming smile. I'll be first in line. Good, Jared replies as he folds up the bill and puts it in his pocket. Since you like it harder, it'll be better if I do you first. Jensen's dick twitches again. Jared's eyes widen slightly, and his cheeks get even redder. Yeah, Jared stammers. Thanks, Jensen. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Jensen nods and then gets up, both hands shoved into the pockets of his hoodie to cover his persistent erection. He shares a lingering look with Jared and nods again before leaving the conference room. Hogging the masseuse, are we? Katie asks lasciviously as Jensen passes her desk. You were in there much longer than any of us. He must like you. Jensen blinks and continues on by Katie, because for once he has no smart-ass remark. And then Jensen does something he's not exactly proud of. He jerks off in the bathroom while his hoodie still smells faintly like Jared. Later, he realizes that the pain in his neck is completely gone. Tuesdays quickly become Jensen's favorite day of the week. Or, well, every other Tuesday. Those Tuesdays between massages can choke on a dick. After that first time, he sort of thought Jared might have liked him, and that theory was supported by the business card Jensen found on his desk after he came back from, well, taking care of business. He'd been so excited he popped over the cubicle wall to tell Misha, only to find out that everyone else had gotten one as well. Jared was just trying to drum up business, no big deal. Jensen wasn't anything special, but that's okay, he's used to that by now. Jensen comes in to work on time on the fourth massage Tuesday. He's wearing a dark green button-down and slacks, mainly because he knows Jared will ask him to take off the dress shirt, so he's only in his undershirt. He plops down at his computer, checks Twitter, Google News, and his personal email, and then gets to work. Misha eventually pops his head over the wall to say hi, and Jensen jumps a little when he lets out a squawk. "Why the fuck are you dressed up?" Misha demands. He looks down at his t-shirt, which reads, "Ninjas and Pirates Agree, Cowboys Suck," and then back up at Jensen. "Is there a meeting today and I forgot?" Oh shit, are there clients coming in? No, Jensen informs him. Calm the fuck down. Oh, it's massage day, Misha says teasingly. Jensen flips him off and reaches into his pocket for his iPod. Why don't you just ask him out? Jensen swallows hard and ducks his head a little. Thing is, he actually really likes Jared. He's funny, smart, and adorable, and Jensen is crushing hard. He doesn't ever have trouble getting someone to sleep with him. It's the making them stay part that he's not very good at. He's sort of stopped trying. I don't think he's interested, Jensen mumbles. Misha scoffs. Jensen, dude, look at me, Misha says, and Jensen glances up at him. He's leaning heavily against the cubicle wall, and it creaks ominously. You're my best work friend, right? One of my best friends, period. You're awesome. But I'm telling you, if one day you popped over the cubicle wall and were like, hey, Misha, you want to go fuck in the storage closet? You have no idea how fucking fast I would say yes. Are you telling me that you want to fuck me? I'm not saying that I actively want to fuck you, Misha replies. Jensen just continues to stare with a blank expression on his face. I'm saying that if you offered, I wouldn't say no. You're a catch, dumbass. Don't sell yourself short. That's what I mean. With that, Misha drops back down into his seat. Jensen smiles to himself. That was really sweet in a roundabout stoner way. Jensen grabs a handful of multicolored paperclips and tosses them over the cubicle wall. He hears them clatter against Misha's desk and chuckles. I take it back, Misha says without getting up. You're an asshole. Someone once made the mistake of linking Jensen to the puppy cam. Jensen doesn't exactly know how much he's gotten paid to sit around and watch the puppy cam instead of work, but he's probably made a buttload of money off of these dogs. Okay, well, not a buttload. Let's be honest here. He's somewhat nervous when he gets back from lunch, so he loads the puppy cam and watches the Shiba Inu puppies jump all over each other. They're completely adorable, and really, who can be upset when they're watching puppies play? Jensen loves puppies. Oh, dude, is that the puppy cam? And then Jared's hands are on his shoulders, sudden and unexpected, here in his cubicle of solitude. Jensen tenses up and looks up to see Jared watching his screen with a goofy grin on his face. He has sunglasses pushed up on top of his head, and his hair is going everywhere. Jensen sort of wants to touch it. Sorry if I scared you, man. I just wanted to say hi before I got started. No, it's fine, Jensen replies. He clears his throat and looks at the screen again. Yeah, it's puppy cam. I've wasted so many hours on this thing, Jared says. He leans over Jensen to get a better look and lets his hand slide down the center of Jensen's back. Maybe it's a side effect of being a masseuse, but Jared is the most touchy-feely bastard on the planet. Not that Jensen minds. He just wishes it could go both ways. You're really tight, Jared murmurs, lips close to Jensen's ear, and he lets out a squeak. Your shoulders feel like rocks. Oh, Jensen finally manages. He keeps his eyes trained on the puppies. I went a little overboard at the gym last night. Jared hums in his ear and then leans in even closer. If you promise not to tell and you wait to go last, Jared starts in a private little whisper, I'll give you a double. Really? Jensen asks, finally tearing his eyes away from the screen to look over at Jared. Their faces are less than an inch apart, and Jensen swallows. Really? Jared says with a smirk. You're sort of my favorite. Jared pulls away and heads toward the conference room. Jensen blinks a few times and turns back to the puppies. Holy shit. Jensen slips into the conference room near the end of the workday. Jared is bent over, fiddling with the sound machine, and Jensen nearly salivates at the sight of such a perfect ass. Instead, he just starts unbuttoning his shirt while staring at the wall. "All right," Jared says as Jensen maneuvers onto the massage chair. "Let's hit all those kinks."
"What?"
"Kinks," Jared replies. "Knots of muscle. Let's work them out."
"Oh, right."
Jensen shoves his face in the hole in the chair and takes a deep breath. Sometimes he thinks Jared is fucking with him, but he's probably just clueless as to the way his shop talk sounds sometimes.
"Work my kinks."
Jared's hands land on his shoulders and he melts instantly. He's always nervous up until the minute Jared starts to massage him, and then it's like a calm washes over him.
"So what are you doing this weekend?" Jared asks as he presses in against a particularly painful spot.
Jensen hisses and clears his throat.
It's actually my birthday on Monday," Jensen replies.
Jared's hands sweep down on his back and he continues.
"My friends are taking me out. You should stop by and have a drink with me."
"I can't," Jared says quickly, almost automatically. Jensen swallows the sting in mild embarrassment and nods a little.
"Sure, no," Jensen replies evenly. "You probably have."
"No, I mean I can't." Jared chuckles as he presses his thumbs in between Jensen's shoulder blades. "I'm only 20.
"Shut up," Jensen says.
He actually sits up and turns to look at him. He looks Jared up and down and raises an eyebrow.
"You don't look 20.
"I am," Jared laughs. He manhandles Jensen back into position and puts his hands on his shoulders, squeezing lightly. "But yeah, my clients get a free massage on their birthday."
"I'm getting a free massage right now," Jensen reminds him. Or, my boss is paying."
"Smartass," Jared replies as he works his way down Jensen's spine. He actually crouches down behind him to work on his lower back, and he can feel Jared's warm breath on his skin when he next speaks. "I meant a real hour-long table massage, not a quickie in the conference room."
"Oh."
Jensen groans and resists the urge to bite down on the massage chair as Jared tackles a thick knot of muscle at the base of his spine.
We could do that."
"Sorry, I know that hurts," Jared says, running a gentle hand across the spot before standing up.
"Well, great. How about Friday? My last appointment is at 5. You could come into the spa, or I could bring my table to your place."
Jensen is elated, but he's far too mushy and relaxed to act that way. He sort of wants to ask if they can get some dinner afterwards, but doesn't want to push his luck.
"Sounds great," Jensen replies, just before letting out a breathy moan.
Jared pats his shoulders and steps back.
"Awesome. In that case, we'll cut this one a little short," Jared tells him. "Wouldn't want to spoil you."
"Too late," Jensen mumbles. He gives Jared his address, tips him a 10, and then goes to jerk off in the bathroom. He fucking loves Tuesdays.
"Get the fuck out of my apartment."
"Aw, Jenny," Chris says as Jensen pushes ineffectually at him.
"Don't be like that. I want to meet the boy that has you canceling on us."
"I didn't cancel," Jensen reminds him for the 10th time. "I reschedule for tomorrow. I will drink anything you throw at me tomorrow if you just fucking leave."
"You smell real good, Jen," Chris teases.
Jensen rolls his eyes and runs his fingers through his freshly washed hair.
"Skin looks a little pink. You scrubbed yourself clean, didn't you? You really want to impress this kid, huh?"
"Maybe I just don't have the hygiene of a backwater asshole like some people," Jensen says as he pushes at Chris's shoulder again. "Get the fuck out."
"Fine," Chris says with a smirk. "But I'm gonna want details, lover boy."
Jensen rolls his eyes and lets out a relieved sigh when Chris finally leaves. A quick glance at the clock tells him that he has about 10 minutes before Jared is supposed to arrive. He goes into the bedroom and does a quick once-over of himself in the full-length mirror. He's going for barefoot and relaxed, which is a good look for him. He has on an old pair of worn-in jeans and a black wife beater, and his hair is soft and dry, free of product. He's biting at his fingernails and spraying Febreze when the doorbell rings. He shoves the bottle under the couch and takes a deep breath before answering the door. Jared grins brightly at him and takes a step in. He has his table hanging by one shoulder, and the weight of it doesn't seem to affect him at all.
"Hey," Jared greets him. He reaches out with his free arm to squeeze Jensen's shoulder.
"Where should I set this up?"
"Living room," Jensen tells him. "I move the coffee table."
Jared nods and gets to work. He sets the table up quickly and lays two white sheets down on top of it. Jensen's heart starts hammering in his chest when Jared steps back to survey his work.
"Okay, is there a place I can wash my hands?"
Jensen points him towards the bathroom and Jared smiles at him, voice dropping into his masseuse tone. Get undressed and lie face down on the table between the sheets. Get comfortable and I'll be right back. Jared disappears into the bathroom and Jensen scrubs a hand down his face. One deep breath and then he gets undressed like an underdeveloped seventh grader in gym class. He climbs up onto the table and situates himself between the sheets, pulling the top one up to his shoulders before crossing his arms and resting his cheek on them. He takes a few deep breaths to try and calm himself down. Jared comes out of the bathroom and Jensen is too nervous to look right at him. He hears Jared clearing his throat and then the harsh lights overhead go out, leaving only the reading lamp in the corner on. Jared hums approvingly and digs a few things out of his bag. The sound machine starts up and Jensen nearly smiles at the quiet sound of crashing waves. Ready to get started? Jared asks. Jensen lets out a hum because he doesn't think he can actually form words right now. His eyes open when Jared slowly pulls the sheet away, folding it over right at the curve of his ass. He shivers slightly as the cool air touches his bare skin, but then Jared's warm hands are on him and he sighs happily. I'll just start with a basic deep tissue and then you can let me know if there are any specific areas you need worked on, all right? Yeah, Jensen breathes, and then gives himself over to the pleasure that Jared's hands bring him. They're pretty quiet, abandoning the small talk they always traded at the office. Jared gets some sort of oil on his hands, and it makes everything better, makes Jensen's skin warm and slick. He knows he's letting out noises, tiny moans and whimpers and hisses, but he can't help it. He's so hard that he's aching, dick pressed uncomfortably to the table. He tries not to shift his hips or focus on that ache, that heat that's pulsing through his entire body. Can I tell you something? Jared finally says. His voice is low and rough, and his hands are pressing in right at the edge of the sheet. Jensen lets out a soft hum, and Jared's fingers curl around his hips. I've been doing this for about a year and a half now, and, have never gotten turned on while giving a massage. Jensen's eyes open, and he somehow manages to turn his head to face Jared. The height of the table is right at Jared's hips, and Jensen can't miss the bulge in his jeans. Until you, Jared continues. He leans over, belt buckle right in Jensen's face as he slides his hands up Jensen's sides. Jensen is too blissed out and relaxed to react in any other way than giving Jared a lazy smile. I get so hard every time I touch you. It drives me crazy. And I know that you're hard for me, too. Always, Jensen drawls out. Jared hooks his hand over Jensen's shoulder and tugs softly, urging him to roll over. He hesitates for a moment and then rolls onto his back, bending one knee to keep the sheet raised up over his leaking dick. He's breathing hard and shallow when Jared puts oil-slick hands on his chest and slides them up and out towards his shoulders. And you know what else? Jared asks in a private whisper as he leans down over Jensen. Their mouths are less than an inch apart and Jensen swallows hard. I don't give clients free massages on their birthdays. I just really wanted to get you on my table. Jensen wants to laugh. All Jared ever had to do was ask. He looks up at Jared's gorgeous face and doesn't know what to say. This is what he's always been good at, getting someone into his bed to fake affection for a few hours. He's good at saying goodbye in the middle of the night. He's good at pretending his heart doesn't ache when they look at his mouth and not into his eyes. He's good at pretending not to feel. He looks into Jared's eyes, sees that he's looking right back into his, and he realizes that maybe he wants to be good at something else. Maybe he wants to learn how to share his heart. He takes a deep breath and finally reaches up to slide his fingers into Jared's hair, same as he's been daydreaming about for weeks. It's soft and silky, and Jensen curls it around his fingers as he lifts his head to kiss him. Jared lets out this little moan that sounds a lot like relief and kisses back instantly. His slippery hands slide up the side of Jensen's neck as their mouths open against one another's, tongues tangling. Jensen wraps one arm around Jared's shoulders. They kiss until Jensen's chest aches and he has to pull back just to breathe. His heart is pounding and Jared's lips are swollen when they curve into a smile. Knew you'd be a good kisser, Jared tells him. Jensen just smiles and buries his fingers deeper into Jared's hair. He lifts his head to kiss him again, but Jared pulls back just before their lips make contact. Relax for me. Jensen nods and licks his lips. He's this strange mixture of relaxed and strung tight, both courtesy of Jared's amazing hands. His eyes flicker between Jared's mouth and his eyes, and he gives him a pleading look. Jared acquiesces to his silent request and kisses him again. He slides one arm under Jensen's head as the kiss gets deeper, and the other slippery hand travels down Jensen's stomach to dip beneath the sheet. Slick fingertips brush the head of Jensen's dick, making his hips jerk in response. Jared's huge, warm, amazingly talented hand wraps around Jensen's dick, squeezes and pulls up, and Jensen lets out a desperate whimper against Jared's mouth. Jensen is practically panting by the time Jared starts to move his hand in slow, lazy strokes. The warm massage oil slicks the way, and Jensen arches up to touch his mouth to Jared's in a desperate facsimile of a kiss, too strung out to do much more than share the air between them. Jared's mouth starts to explore as he strokes him, kissing along his jaw to his ear before sucking the lobe into his mouth and biting down. Jensen jerks and digs his fingertips into Jared's back before sliding his hand down to slip it under the back of Jared's shirt and get his hands on warm, soft skin. Jared is all muscle, flexing and tensing as Jensen's curious hand explores. Jared's thumb circles the head of Jensen's dick twice before rubbing insistently at the slit, smearing the fluid there. The edge of his thumbnail just barely scrapes across the slit, and Jensen lets out a low moan before Jared starts stroking again. He starts to move his hand a little faster as his mouth moves down Jensen's chest. He pulls a nipple between his teeth, and Jensen yelps at the sudden mixture of pleasure and pain. "So gorgeous," Jared breathes. He lets go of Jensen's dick for just a moment to push the sheet down, and then he's back to stroking, eyes wide and obsidian dark, as he watches Jensen's dick slip through the tight grip of his fingers. He turns his head to press their mouths together again, tongues tangling messily as Jared twists his hand on the upstroke. This is by far the most erotic moment of Jensen's entire life. He feels cared for, almost worshipped, as Jared's teeth sink lightly into his tingling bottom lip. Suddenly it's all too much, pleasure spiraling outward until he feels it in his fingers and toes. He arches up and tugs on Jared's hair, and he just smiles against Jensen's lips and strokes harder. He comes with a force that shocks him, coating Jared's hand and his own belly with thick ropes of fluid. Pretty, Jared whispers, more to himself than anything as he brings his hand up to lick some of Jensen's cum from his thumb. He grins wolfishly at Jensen, one hand still cupping the back of his head. Congrats, you just received my first ever happy ending. Lucky me, Jensen pants with a grin. He doesn't even feel embarrassed that he's completely naked and covered in cum, splayed out and presented on the table in front of a fully clothed Jared. All he knows is that he wants more. He wants to feel Jared's skin against his own. He wants to be full. He wants to be fucked. He sits up and swings his legs over the side of the table, reaching out to grab Jared by the hips and pull him in between his legs. Denim brushes his oversensitive dick, and he hisses slightly before pulling Jared in for a kiss. This one is a little rougher, a little deeper now that their nervousness is gone. They want each other, they can have each other, so it's time they reached out and took what they need. You're so huge, Jensen moans as he reaches between them to press his palm against the bulge at the front of Jared's jeans. He slides his fingers in Jared's hair and nips playfully at his bottom lip. Can I see it? Jared nods frantically and kisses Jensen again before pulling off his t-shirt. His body is all brand new, sinewy muscle, and Jensen wants to put his mouth on every inch of it. He leans forward to suck and bite at Jared's chest as he fumbles with his belt, button, and fly. He finally pushes Jared's pants and underwear down and presses his head against Jared's shoulder, eyes on Jared's gorgeous dick as he gets both hands around it. Jared whimpers and rocks up onto his toes. God, that's fucking pretty. Jensen licks his thumb and swipes it over the head, gathering the fluid there before bringing it up to his mouth to suck clean. Jared moans and his hand slips down the oiled expanse of Jensen's back. Want to know what it feels like, Jared? Will you fuck me with it? Want you so bad? Jared looks a little surprised for only a moment before he leans in to capture Jensen's lips in another kiss. I've never done anything like this before, Jared confesses against Jensen's swollen mouth. But you're different. Jensen grins and nips at Jared's bottom lip, tugging at it slightly with his teeth. This seems to ignite something in Jared. He lets out a growl and pushes Jensen back down on the table with one giant hand in the center of his chest. He runs his hand down between Jensen's legs, and he parts his thighs willingly, moaning and arching up when Jared rolls his balls in one giant hand. He hooks his hand under Jensen's knee and turns him so that he's lying sideways on the table, ass hanging over the edge as Jared drizzles some more of the warm oil on his fingers. He sets the bottle down and pushes Jensen's leg out further before pressing his fingers to Jensen's entrance. He lets out a needy whine, and Jared presses in one slick finger, moving it in and out only a few times before sliding in another. There's a slight pinch and burn, too long since the last meaningless fling, but Jensen is too strung out with pleasure to even really notice. Soon, Jared has three of his long, slender fingers in Jensen's ass, and he's so ready. He lets out a tiny whine, a simple little please, and Jared is withdrawing his fingers and leaning down to kiss him. He pulls Jensen into a sitting position and then drags him forward off of the table. Jensen's legs are already jelly, barely enough to hold him up, but he keeps an arm around Jared's waist as they kiss enthusiastically. Jared pulls away first, running his thumb over Jensen's swollen bottom lip and looking into his eyes a moment, before he smiles wolfishly and spins him around. He presses Jensen's palms to the massage table and spreads his legs with his foot. "Oh, God," Jensen moans. Jared presses a kiss to the back of Jensen's neck, teeth scraping against the knob of bone there. Jared's warmth disappears for only a moment, and then he's back, all pressed up against him, completely naked. There's a tear of a foil packet, some shuffling, and then Jared is gripping Jensen's hips and pressing in. Jared is bigger than anyone Jensen has ever been with, and he lets out a low, drawn-out moan and drops his head down onto his arm as Jared splits him open. He doesn't stop until they're flushed together, and Jensen trembles as he gets used to the feeling of being so full. "Perfect," Jared breathes. He runs both of his hands down Jensen's back, soothing tense muscle as he waits for Jensen to give him the okay to move. "You're gorgeous. Love those freckles." "You feel so good," Jensen tells him. He clenches experimentally and smirks at the choked-off gasp Jared lets out. "Come on, fuck me." Jared hooks his hands around Jensen's shoulders and pulls him up, pushing one shoulder down to angle him just right and squeezing his hip in the other hand as he starts to roll his hips. He's simply manhandling Jensen, moving him into the perfect position, and it makes Jensen so hot, makes him shake. He keeps one hand on the table for balance and reaches back to palm Jared's hip with the other, crying out as Jared fucks into him. Jared slides his arm around Jensen's neck and pulls up until they're flushed together from head to toe, Jensen up on his toes as Jared's dick rubs against his prostate. Jared's arm is unyielding around his neck, and Jensen lets out a moan when his lips touch Jensen's ear. "You like this hard, too?" Jared asks. He loosens his arm a little and turns Jensen's head to give him a kiss. He meets Jensen's eyes and he sees how dark they are, how pink Jared's skin is. "Because I can do that." "Give it to me," Jensen tells him. Jared grins and palms Jensen's cheek gently, a subtle contrast to his promise as he kisses Jensen once more, before spinning him back around. He pushes Jensen down until he goes from his hands to his elbows, ass stuck out invitingly as Jared presses in deeper. He keeps one hand on Jensen's hip and the other pressed into the center of his back as he fucks him with deep, powerful thrusts. Jensen wants to weep for how good it feels. It's hard and a little rough, and Jensen knows he'll be sore tomorrow, but this is so worth it. It feels so good, and Jared's hands keep contradicting the harshness of the actual act with soft little brushes to Jensen's neck and ears, fingertips slipping across Jensen's sweaty skin in intimate little brushes. It's, simply put, the best sex Jensen has ever had. And then Jared reaches around to take Jensen's dick in his hand, and it gets even better. He cries out and arches up, meeting Jared's next thrust with a slap of skin as he starts to stroke. It's not long before he's shouting Jared's name and coming again, shooting all over Jared's massage table. Jared bends over and blankets Jensen's body with his own, whispering his name and biting down on his shoulder as his own orgasm hits. Jensen turns his head and they kiss, fucked out and sloppy as they try to catch their breath. Jared pulls out and turns Jensen over, lifting him up onto the massage table right next to the mess he made on it. Jared is grinning at him, eyes bright and wide, before leaning in to kiss Jensen again. "That was incredible," Jensen pants. He wraps his arms loosely around Jared's neck. "Just, holy shit." "Yeah. I hope you're not too tired," Jared says playfully, before nibbling gently on Jensen's bottom lip. He raises an eyebrow in question, and Jared smiles as he slides his hands down Jensen's arms. "It's your turn." Jensen blinks as Jared gives him a quick kiss and then pulls away. Jensen sits up and watches as Jared, completely naked and slick and shiny with the oil from Jensen's body, saunters in the direction of Jensen's bedroom. He looks over his shoulder and gestures for Jensen to follow before he disappears down the hallway. Jensen lets out an amused chuckle and grins before rolling off of the table and taking off after Jared. He tackles him to the bed and they both laugh right up until Jensen silences him with a kiss. Jensen wakes up the next morning and can't be bothered to open his eyes, at least not right away. His whole body is pleasantly sore, both from the lengthy massage and the marathon sex that lasted well into the night. His muscles ache and he stretches, reaching out with his fingers and toes. He yawns and then rolls over, fingers searching lazily. His eyes snap open. The bed is empty. The sheets are cold. Jensen isn't sure why he's so surprised. This is usually how it goes. But he had gotten the impression that Jared was different. He thought they had really connected. Jensen lets out a sigh and pulls the covers over his head, intending to wallow and sleep the day away until Chris inevitably breaks his door down to forcibly drag him to the bar. But hey, at least he won't have to pay for the booze. There's a loud crash out in the living room, and Jensen sits up quickly. He furrows his brow and rolls out of bed, wincing at the shift and pull of his overworked muscles. He pulls on a pair of boxers and goes out to investigate. When he walks out into the living room, he's startled by Jared's shaggy head popping up from the other side of the kitchen counter. He's holding a heavy pan, and there's a mark on his neck from where Jensen bit him in a wild burst of passion. Jensen's heart skips a beat. It's such a stupid cliché, but Jensen really feels it, that little stutter stop before it starts hammering away at triple speed. "Jared," he says, and Jared smiles sheepishly at him. "You weren't supposed to wake up yet," Jared says as he puts the pan in the sink. It's then that Jensen notices the smell of bacon. "But I guess my clumsiness wins again. Also, you really should do some grocery shopping." "Yeah, that always seems to fall by the wayside," Jensen says. He actually feels a little guilty for thinking Jared had run out on him, but hey, old habits die hard. "What are you doing?" "Oh, well, Jared's cheeks are pink, and he looks so adorable that Jensen almost can't stand it. He wrinkles up his nose and pokes at something on the stove. "You said it was your birthday and I wanted to do something, but you also said you were going out with friends, so I thought I would go get some stuff to make you breakfast. Pretty lame, I guess." "That's not lame at all," Jensen replies. He swallows hard and comes to stand in front of Jared in the kitchen. No one has ever made him breakfast in bed, not once. "That's great, Jared. Thank you." Jared grins at him, and Jensen pushes himself up onto his toes to kiss him. It's soft and slow, and Jared tastes like peppermint gum. "You should come tonight," Jensen tells him, hands flat against his chest. Jared raises an eyebrow. "I told you." "My friend owns the bar," Jensen tells him. "So as long as you don't start dancing on tables, I think it'll be fine." "Okay," Jared says with a grin. "Then I'm in. But first things first. I'll finish cooking while you take a shower. Then we'll eat and get your sheets all dirty again, okay?" Jensen laughs and Jared kisses him before spinning him around and pushing him towards the bedroom. Jensen smirks and looks at Jared over his shoulder. He points the spatula menacingly and Jensen chuckles as he heads into the bathroom. He's sort of bewildered, but very, very lucky. And also, happy. "What the hell is this?" Jensen minimizes Twitter and spins his chair around and looks up at Mike. He's holding up a Hallmark card that Jensen put a lot of time and energy into picking out. "It's a thank you card, Mike," Jensen tells him. Mike looks at it again and then raises an eyebrow. "For the masseuse. It was cool of you guys." "You're welcome," Mike says awkwardly. He looks at Jensen for a moment and then turns to walk away. Jensen chuckles and runs his fingers through his hair. "You're gonna freak him out," Misha says as he walks up to his cubicle. "He isn't used to people liking him." "Is it my turn?" Jensen asks excitedly. Misha rolls his eyes and leans against the cubicle wall. It creaks and Jensen braces himself, but it holds firm. "I'm super tense." "My ass," Misha replies. "You have a gorgeous massage therapist at your beck and call with happy endings guaranteed. I doubt you're that tense." "Jealousy is such an ugly color on you," Jensen says cheekily. He tosses a bunch of paperclips at Misha before getting out of his chair. "Whatever," Misha replies as he bats a pink paperclip from his hair. "Don't fuck around in there. I don't want to have to smell your combined man musk while we go over the quarterly reports." Jensen laughs and gives Katie a wink before slipping into the conference room. Jared smiles when he sees him, and Jensen slowly unbuttons his shirt before dropping down onto the chair. Jared stands behind him and pulls the shirt off, leaning down to kiss the back of Jensen's neck while his hands curl around his hips. "So," Jared says in a mock serious tone, "are there any specific areas you'd like me to work on?" "Actually," Jensen replies, tilting his head back to meet Jared's gaze, "I'm holding a lot of tension in my penis." "Funny," Jared says as he slides his hands down Jensen's back. "That's what Misha said to me when we first met." "That asshole," Jensen says. Jared chuckles and pushes him forward until he's resting properly on the chair. "But yeah, my back still hurts a little from the other night." "You're the one who wanted to fuck on the kitchen table," Jared helpfully reminds him. "But I'll take care of you." He pushes in against the small knot of muscle at the base of Jensen's spine while pressing his lips to the side of his neck. Jensen sighs happily and melts under his boyfriend's hands. Okay, fine. He loves his job. The end.